I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we talk basketball, not the guys, the WNBA Championship Series, who's got the edge. But first, we hear from one of the legends of the game. Lisa Leslie is our guest for Wisdom Watch. That's the part of the program where we speak with men and women who've made an impact through their life and work. Lisa Leslie's name has become synonymous with women's professional basketball. And while she's quick to flash her megawatt smile off the court, she is a take-no-prisoners dominant force on it.
Got an open look. Missed a shot from three-point range straight away. Byers gets it up to Leslie. What's she going to do? She dunked it! For the first time in WNBA history, someone has dunked in a game. It's Lisa Leslie with the dunk.
That's right. In 2002, she became the first woman to dunk in a WNBA game. Not only that, she's been the driving force, maybe we should say dunking force, behind two WNBA championships, four Olympic gold medals. Now, Lisa Leslie is retiring, and she's joined us to talk about her life and career and what's next. She's with us from NPR West. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you having me.
You just missed out going for another title with the Sparks loss to the Phoenix Mercury in the Western Conference Final. Why leave it behind? Why now?
I think it's awesome for me right now to walk away from the game when I'm still on top of my game, able to contribute both offensively and defensively and blocking shots. And I just didn't want to stay out there until I couldn't do that.
I don't know. Brett Favre did pretty well the other night.
Yeah, I will not Brett Favre you. I promise. I'm not coming back. I think, you know, it's a little bit different for women. Men, you know, I can see how you've invested so many years into your professional sport that when you get home, you kind of like don't know where do you fit in. But see, when you're the mom and the wife in the group, I know exactly where I fit in and what I have to do. And this is just, you know, the next phase. I really don't consider myself retiring. I feel like I'm transitioning. I'm a little too young to retire.
Okay, that's right. You're only 37, which in our world, is you're a baby. But before we go on to what's next, tell me about the when you walked off the court for the last time. And you're pretty sure this is your last time. No Michael Jordan for you. No comeback. But what was that like? What was going through your mind?
Well, number one, we lost. So I hate losing, and I hate leaving a game knowing that I don't have another opportunity to redeem myself and my team. But I think the other thing was just, you know, having my husband there and my teammates, you know, kind of it brought up a little bit of emotion because I'm just like, well, this is it. You know, I did my best. And that's kind of the way that I walked off the floor. And the last thing that I said is like, you know, I did my best. And that's all that I can do.
As I mentioned, you are virtually synonymous with the WNBA. I mean, you think WNBA, you think Lisa Leslie. Do you think, should your daughter, Lauren, for example, choose to play, do you think the WNBA will be there? I mean, the league started with a lot of excitement. Sellout crowds in some cities, but in recent years, not doing so well in some cities, doing well in others. It's worth noting that the third game in the WNBA Finals between the Fever and the Phoenix Mercury took place in front of a sold-out crowd, and a number of cities still do well, but some cities not so well. So what do you think? You think the WNBA will be there if your daughter decides she wants to play or turns out to be talented?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that has been my goal from playing since 1997 for these last 12 years is just to hope to give young girls the opportunity to want to dream to be professional athletes here in our country. You can go overseas and play basketball, and we've done that for many years, and we're very well embraced in a lot of other countries, but it's really unfortunate that here in America we have to fight so hard to have a place. It's very disturbing, actually, because we need to have you know, a place to play. It's not our fault we were born girls.
Let's go back, though. And you've always been tall, as I understand it. Your mom's tall, and all the girls in your family are tall. As I understand it, you didn't start playing until you were in middle school.
That's correct. I was 6 foot in the sixth grade, and I got tons of questions about do I play basketball, and I just could not understand, like, Mom, why are people asking me do I play basketball? And then in the seventh grade, it all changed. You know, the most popular girl, everyone knew her name, and they would call her name all the time. I'm like, who is she? And they were like, oh, that's Shay. She plays basketball. You know, and I'm like, Shay. Oh, wow. And just from that contact of just wanting to be popular, wanting to be known more for just the tall girl, I decided to play basketball. And I learned to become so much more aggressive and tough. And the one thing I've always had inside of me, though, I've always been competitive and I love to win. And so that didn't hurt when I transitioned into playing basketball. And then I found out, you know, wow, you can get a scholarship if you play basketball. You can go to college.
So you weren't very good. So just to break it down, you weren't very good when you got started.
Oh, my gosh, no. I was left-handed. And then I changed to be right-handed because all the other girls were. And all I knew was kind of like bounce the ball and hit it off the square. So trust me, there's hope for a lot of young girls out there who have no idea what's going on in this sport. But I I will say this about myself. I was very focused when it came down to getting better and improving. It didn't hurt that I was growing, so I kept getting closer to the rim. And now I'm, you know, I was 6'5" in the 11th grade, and thank God I started praying, like, Lord, okay, stop. That's, you know, like, that's,
I know,
tall
getting
enough.
Pants would have been a nightmare. You'd have to be a professional athlete. How else would you afford pants?
Oh, well, thank goodness I started making money, because that's the only way I begin to be able to get clothes custom made for me. Otherwise, it's pretty tough out there.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with 3-time WNBA MVP and 4-time Olympic gold medal winner, Lisa Leslie. She says she's not retiring exactly. She's transitioning.
Yes.
To whatever's next. But can I just ask you this, though, that we are in a time when a lot of parents worry that there's too much pressure on kids in sports early. I mean, you've got kids who are 6 going to, you know, all day sports camp.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, you know, how you feel about that. Do you think in some ways it was an advantage that there wasn't a lot of pressure on you early on? Or do you think that you would have benefited by being more interested early? I'm just curious what your take is on that, because it's a big issue now with kids in sports.
I think it's awesome to have kids involved in sports, all sports, and especially the young girls and their self-esteems. You're more likely not to do drugs. You're more likely to go to college when you play sports. But when you mention the word pressure, that's different. I don't think you should pressure the kids into, you know, several hours of practicing one sport. It should definitely have the word fun in it.
You know, one thing, though, that has also been noted throughout your career, and I hope you don't mind my mentioning, is that you're very pretty.
Oh, goodness.
You're very, very pretty.
Well,
in fact,
thank
I'm not
you.
Even trying to call names here, but there are a couple of producers here who, in discussing this piece, wanted to be sure I mentioned that you're very, very pretty.
Oh, and I appreciate that.
When you think about yourself, how do you think about yourself? And similarly, how do you think you want to teach your daughter to think about herself?
Well, that's a great question. I think, first off, it's come from my mom. My mom is very pretty to me. She's beautiful. And she was always has her lipstick tucked in her bra, which, sorry, Mom. But, you know, she'd have on her lipstick and her fingernails were polished. And it was just a certain level of femininity that my mother possessed. And my mother drove an 18-wheeler truck cross country. That was her job. She carried mail before that. So my mom has always had very masculine jobs, but very feminine. And so for me, that's always been important, how I look before I begin my game, and why I wear lipstick, and why, you know, the title of my book is Don't Let the Lipstick Fool You, is because the beauty is important, but it's because it comes from within. We need this type of message sent to a lot of young girls. You can go and visit these girls at the high schools and you don't know, is that a girl or a boy? It shouldn't be a question. These young girls need to be a little bit more conscious of their appearance and what they look like. And then all these tattoos all over. I mean, it was one thing for, like, these young men to have tattoos, but these young girls on their neck, on their breasts, it's just getting out of hand. And I think it's important for people to speak on that. So I think it's important for young girls to realize you don't have to look like the boys to play with the boys.
What are you wearing now?
You sound like, hey, what do you have
on now? What do you have on now?
I just have on a sweater and with a tank top and some jeans and some... I'm going to go get my toes done and my hair done.
All right, okay. Yeah, because your baby's at home, so you got mommy's got a little time to herself.
I do. I'm punching the clock every day.
I hear you. Well, speaking of which, I know you've talked about how much you enjoy being a mom. Is it a surprise that you like it so much?
No, I've always been very nurturing. I just love family. Family has always come first for me because, you know, of my mom. I didn't have a dad, so my mom and my sisters and I are very close. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm so thankful to be a mom and be able to be a role model for my own children.
Was that hard, though, when she was first born? You're still playing and the travel involved, even though the WNBA has a shorter season than the men's league. But was that hard?
It is. It's hard because I take my baby everywhere I go. She travels and the nanny goes with me as well. You know, it's not the easiest thing, but I love it. Having her on the airplane with me, Lauren loves to go. She's always every day after she gets dressed, Mommy, I want to go bye-bye. I mean, she's a traveler.
Well, what's next for you?
Well, for me, you know what? I have my Lisa Leslie Basketball Academy that I would love to get started, and I would love to pass on so much of this basketball experience and knowledge that I have onto youth.
It's up and running, or?
Yeah, kids can sign up for it.
It's boys and girls?
No, it's just girls.
Just girls. Okay.
Just girls. And then I love public speaking. I know that that's my spiritual gift, is my ability to speak. And I think it's important for me to continue to reach out to the youth and talk to kids and also corporations and just inspiring people, you know, and their levels of success. And also volunteerism is very important to me.
We always ask at this point, at least we try to always ask our guests if they have any wisdom to share. So I'd like to ask you.
Wisdom. Well, you know what? Wisdom is a word that, you know, it's about having knowledge. And I think that that's something that people should pray for on a day-to-day basis. And when I think of wisdom, I think of it from a very spiritual place. And I thank God for giving me the wisdom and the discernment to understand the word. And I guess if I would share something with someone, I always read Psalms 91. I try to read it daily. And I definitely have read it every time before I stepped out on the floor. And it's just a prayer of protection, you know, over yourself, over your family, over our world, over our president. And I would just encourage everyone to read it.
Can you recite it? I don't have a Bible in front of me.
Psalms 91 is very long, but it starts off about dwelling in a secret place. So to, you know, kind of go to a place where you can have privacy and maybe get on your knees and pray to the Lord.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And if you were talking to a younger you, I mean, it sounds to me as though you've really enjoyed your life. I mean, it seems like the steps you've taken with deliberation and care. But if you had an opportunity to speak to a younger you, or perhaps the you that you were at whatever earlier point in your life, is there something you'd want to share?
Yes, I would always say to keep God first and be prayerful. That was something that has really helped me. Number two is to write down your goals. Write down your short-term goals of goals that you want to achieve within 1 year. And then write down your long-term goals of goals you want to achieve within 5 years. And I would say post it on your mirror, put it on your refrigerator, and have a constant reminder of those things. And then the third thing is that you're going to have to make sacrifices. Any person in this world that you admire, whether it's like Jay-Z or Beyonce or some actor or an actress, you know that they work hard, and it's going to take a lot of hard work and practice to be good at whatever it is that you want to do. But if you put the time into it, you can do it.
All right. Lisa Leslie, 3-time WNBA MVP, 4-time Olympic gold medal winner, recently transitioned, as she put it, from the Los Angeles Sparks. She was kind enough to join us from NPR West. Thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck to you and your family.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you having me.